It was Saturday night, and the weather was good. And we drove to the Santa Monica Pier and promised the chaperone we'd be back in half an hour. Of course we weren't. There were parties on the beach, small bonfires and teens playing radios and dancing and making out. We ran into some kids we knew, and the other girls went to sit with them. And Frankie and I wound up alone, walking on the sand. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. We were both barefoot, and he had his pants rolled up, and every time the waves reached our feet, I'd jump back. But he stood dead still. "The ocean's so big," I said. Something silly like that. And he said, "I sailed across it once." And I said, "This ocean?" And he said, "Another one." I asked where he came from. And he said, "Well, a lot of places." I asked where his parents lived, and he said, "They're gone." All this time, by the way, he was carrying his guitar case. He wouldn't let it go. He hadn't played it at the Hollywood Bowl. He had just sung with a band. So I teased him and I said, "You only carry a guitar to impress girls?" And he smiled. Oh, Lord, those teeth. And he said, "No." Well, that's how I got my own private Frankie Presto concert in the sand by the Santa Monica Pier. To this day, I'll never forget it. He put the guitar over his knee and he turned his ear to the ocean. "Listen," he said. "I could see lights from a faraway ship way out there." But Frankie had his eyes closed and he began to tap real softly. Once, then twice. And I realized he was finding the beat of the waves. And then he played a song. I thought he'd play some rock and roll. Everybody who had a guitar played rock and roll back then. But no, it was a classical piece. Slow, delicate, played up high on the strings. And when he finished, I was crying. I had never heard anything that beautiful. You're never in love with anyone the way you are when you're 18, on a beach, at night, with your shoes off.